इल्यूजन है। कोई भी विवाह नहीं हुआ किंतु माया ने ऐसा दिखा दिया। दो नो मैरिज टुक प्लेस बट योग माया शोड लाइक दैट। क्यों दिखलाया? इसलिए कि गोकुल ब्रज गोलोक ब्रज अप्राकृत लीला वहां उसमें से पार्थिव भाव को जो नित्य भाव है इस जगत में उसी के द्वारा दिखलाया। श्रेष्ठ प्रेम है।
महाराज इज सेइंग वी शुड आस्क क्वेश्चन दैट व्हाई सच मैरिज वाज परफॉर्म्ड बाय योग माया हियर। इन फैक्ट पार्थिव भाव विच इज एटर्नल एग्जिस्टिंग भाव इन अप्रकट लीला इन अप्रकट गोलोक धाम इन ऑर्डर टू एस्टेब्लिश दैट भाव हियर योग माया परफॉर्म सच एक्टिविटीज।
यदि राधा जी कहें ये कृष्ण ही मेरे पति हैं वही हमारे सर्वस्व हैं उनके साथ मेरा विवाह हुआ तो प्रेम की जो प्रगाढ़ता ब्रज में देखी जाती है वो नहीं होती। वो रुक्मिणी सप्तभामा की भांति द्वारका वाला प्रेम हो जाता।
इफ राधा जी सेज दैट कृष्णा इज माय हस्बैंड एंड ही इज ऑलवेज माइन देन इंटेंस लव कैन नॉट बी सीन विच इज सीन हियर इन ब्रज। इट विल बी इक्विवेलेंट टू दैट टाइप ऑफ लव विच वी सी इन द्वारका बिटवीन कृष्णा एंड हिज वाइव्स।
द्वारका के प्रेम को रुक्मिणी सप्तभामा के प्रेम को स्वकीय भाव कहा जाता है स्वकीय मधु।
इन द्वारका द रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन कृष्णा एंड महिषी दिस रिलेशन इज कॉल्ड स्वकीय मधुर भाव।
किंतु ब्रज का भाव गोपियों का भाव विवाह नहीं कृष्ण से इसलिए कृष्ण दूसरे के पति हैं किंतु हमारा से प्रेम है यह ब्रज का उन्नत उज्ज्वल मधुर रस कहलाता है।
बट इन ब्रज दो गोपीज आर नॉट मैरिड टू कृष्णा एंड स्टिल दे लव कृष्णा एज देयर लवर। दिस टाइप ऑफ लव इज कॉल्ड उन्नत हाईएस्ट उज्ज्वल। उज्ज्वल मीन ब्रिलियंट लव। इट इज क्वाइट हाईएस्ट
मीन्स मैंने पार किया है।
हाँ हेयर महाराज सेज उज्ज्वल मीन्स पार किया पारमोर मीन्स दैट लवर। बट
इसलिए विवाह नहीं होने पर भी योग माया ने ऐसा दिखलाया।
देयरफॉर दोस सच मैरिज डिड नॉट टेक प्लेस बट स्टिल योग माया शोड लाइक दैट।
यहाँ पर अभिमन्यु जो कहा जाता है वो भी कोई दूसरा व्यक्ति नहीं है वो भी कृष्ण का एक प्रकाश है।
हेयर अभिमन्यु हु इज सेड टू बी हस्बैंड ऑफ राधा रानी इज नो नन अदर देन एन एक्सपेंशन प्रकाश ऑफ कृष्ण।
इसलिए और भी दिखलाया गया कि जब गर्गाचार्य जी ने कहा जब ब्रह्मा जी ने गौओं को चरा लिया और सखाओं को भी चुरा लिया उन्हें एक वर्ष का जो पीरियड था उसमें गर्गाचार्य जी ने अनाउंस किया कि जितनी ब्रज की लड़कियां हैं उनकी शादी कर दिया जाए इस वर्ष। उस समय जितने लड़के बने हुए थे वो सब कृष्ण थे इसलिए भी उनकी शादी उन्हीं से हुई किंतु फॉर्म उनका अलग अलग था।
वेल व्हेन ब्रह्मा जी किडनैप्ड ऑल द गोप्स एंड कॉव एट दैट टाइम गर्गाचार्य अनाउंस दिस ईयर इज द बेस्ट ईयर फॉर दोज गोप्स हु हैव गॉट देयर डॉटर्स दे शुड गेट देयर डॉटर्स मैरिड दिस ईयर एंड हेंस दोज डॉटर्स ऑफ गोप्स वर मैरिड विद डिफरेंट गोप्स बट ऑल दोज गोप्स वर नन बट कृष्णा दो देयर डिफरेंट।
इसलिए उनका भी कृष्ण के प्रति पार्थिव भाव हुआ।
देयरफॉर ऑल दोज गोपीज हु गॉट मैरिड टू दोज गोप्स दो दे गॉट मैरिड टू कृष्णा बट बिकॉज दे मैरिड टू डिफरेंट फॉर्म देन कृष्णा they feel that they are not married to Krishna, so they are having parkya bhav for Krishna.
इसलिए यहाँ पर उसी नाते से उसी भावना से ये कहा जाता है कि ये जावट राधा जी की ससुराल है, किंतु यथार्थता में उनकी ससुराल कहो या परकीय भाव का कहो वो है नंदगांव।
सो इन दिस रिलेशनशिप कंसीडरिंग दैट राधा रानी इज हैविंग परकीय भाव विद कृष्णा, दिस जावट इज कॉल्ड टू बी हर इन लॉज प्लेस, बट इन रियल सेंस हर इन लॉज प्लेस इज नंदग्राम।
यहाँ पर एक बहुत बड़ा भारी बट का वृक्ष था जिसके नीचे छाया में विश्वभानु महाराज जी ने अपनी कन्या के लिए लाडली बेटी के लिए बहुत ही सुंदर महल बनाया था, जिसकी चित्रकारियों को देख करके जो असल हंस होते थे वो भी मुग्ध हो जाते, समझते थे ये हमारा ये विरोधी है, और उनके पास में आकर लड़ने के लिए वहाँ पर उतर जाते थे, ऐसा सुंदर चित्रकारी वहाँ पर थी।
So beneath a tree, banyan tree here in Javad, Vishvanu, father of Radha Rani, got constructed a very beautiful palace for Radha Rani. It was having such a beautiful arch inside. Two such swans were made on it that those swans which were flying, they thought that downward on the palace there is another swan, our opponent swan, and they used to come to have some fight with them.
यहाँ जो अभिमन्यु को देखते हैं वो भी नापुंसक था, इसलिए उससे राधा जी का मिलने का कोई प्रश्न ही नहीं था, इसलिए कोई भी गोपियों का अपने पतियों के साथ में कोई भी मिलन नहीं था, बस कृष्ण के प्रति एकांगी प्रेम था उनका, अनन्य प्रेम था।
So here अभिमन्यु जो महाराज said is another प्रकाश ऑफ कृष्ण, बट In fact, Abhimanyu himself was, in a sense, important. There is no question of any relationship of Abhimanyu with Radha Rani. Similarly, all gopis had no any relationship with their husband. They have got only one relationship, that is with Krishna.
एक बात और भी विशेष है कि Abhimanyu, the husband of, third husband of Srimati Radhika. And Govardhan, so-called husband of Chandravali. Durmad, so-called husband of Ananga Manjari, the sister of Srimati Radhika. Durjan, so-called husband of Vishakha. And all others, so-called. All were in their group. Ek group mein the, aur wo Kans ke yahan naukri karte the. Aur Kans se unki mitrata thi. ऐसा क्यों जोगमा ने किया? इसका कारण यह था कि इस परिस्थिति अभाव में कृष्ण से मिलना इतना कठिन है कि उसके लिए बड़ी बड़ी बाधाएं हैं, और इन बाधाओं को अतिक्रम करके जो प्रेम होता है वो सर्वोत्तम प्रेम है, जिसमें अपना सर्वस्व त्याग करना होता है, जिस प्रेम में कोई त्याग करने की वस्तु नहीं वो प्रेम सर्वोत्तम नहीं होता है। इसलिए कृष्ण से उन गोपियों से मिलने के लिए जोग माया ने जानबूझ करके ये ऐसी बाधाएं उत्पन्न की जो उनकी सास, उनकी सासुरी, उनका पति, उनका देवर और दूसरे लोग उसके ठीक ऐसे विरोधी रहे जो एक मिनट भी उनसे मिल न सके, जिससे कि प्रेम की प्रबलता।
सो महाराज इज सेइंग अ वन स्पेशल थिंग वी हैव टू नोटिस हियर, that so-called husband of Radha Rani Abhimanyu, so-called husband of Chandravali Govardhan, so-called husband of Vishakha Durmad, and hence all these so-called husband of different gopis.
Durjan Singh.
All these so-called husbands were in one group, and they all were serving Kans. Yog Maya created this situation that it was very difficult, it became very difficult for Radha Rani and Gopis to see Krishna because these opponent parties were very strong. This is made in order to intensify love of Parkiya Bhav. Love, when it comes out of very hardship and impediment, is really real love. At that time, you need to sacrifice a lot. And when there is no sacrifice, love reduces. So here, love is intensified because of this sacrifice, that out of such heavy impediment, still gopis were going and seeing Krishna.
Hamare Vaidik culture mein, Vaidik Sanskriti mein, aisa niyam hai, istriyan pati ko parmeshwar samjhe. अपने बेटे को छोड़ देगी, धन को छोड़ देगी, माता पिता को छोड़ देगी, लोक लज्जा भी छोड़ सकती है, किंतु अपने पति को नहीं छोड़ सकती.
According to our Vedic culture, it is mentioned that wives have to consider their husband as God, Parmeshwar, as much as that they may give up their sons. They may give up their all other relatives, house and other maryada. Maryada means any other rules and regulations.
But even life, her life.
And even her life.
They can give up.
But she will never give up her husband.
Kintu aise pati ko bhi chhod karke jo Krishna se pyar karti hai, ye unchi cheez hai.
But a wife who even gives up her husband, that means she trespasses that strong Vedic culture and son of our culture. This type of woman, ladies, is really having intense love for Krishna.
That is why Uddhava is told, Asha Maho Charan Rain Dusam Ham Sham Binda Bane Kimak Bul Mano Tau Sadhi Swajangal Swajan Arja Pathan Chahitva Veje Mukunda Padabim Sotumhe Brahmigya. Krishna is also supporting this thing. Krishna bhi isko support kar rahe hai. Kya? Na pare ham nirabaddha sanjujam sadhu krita vidudai ma bhajan dujar kreha singhala sandhisya tadala pratija. Krishna is himself admitting this. Gopis have left their husband, the Vedic culture. They have jumped their Gurujan, father, mother, and all other, even their lajja, shame and shy also. Their pati and everything. It is very hard. They have given up their all kinds of worldly desires, even only one desire, to meet and to serve Krishna.
Nijangamapi jagatva. Nijangamapi jagatva.
Nijangamapi.
Samast angon se seva karte
hain. Apne samast angon se Krishna ki seva karte hain. Koi dusra koi usme, koi thoda sa bhi kalima nahi, gopiyon ke prem mein, nirvadya sanyo. Nirvadya means param pavitra. They're meeting. Yahan tak ki Krishna kahte hain, ye gopiyan hamari sakha hai, mitra hai, maya jaisa seva karti hai, das hai, hamara
guru hai,
guru tak bhi.
Sahaya guru vasishtha,
shishya bhi hai. Shishya bhi hai.
Mujhissa bandhava priya.
Maharaj is saying that in gopis' love there is not a tinge of blemishness at all, and their love for Krishna is purely and completely pure.
Krishna is admitting this.
Yeah,
I'm telling.
And Krishna is admitting it, and Krishna is saying that your love is so intense and pious and flawless. He says flawless, that I cannot repay it back, because you have given up the tight chain of your householdness, and you have come across your Vedic dharma also.
Not only Krishna, because Krishna is beloved of his, then he may tell this.
So Maharaj
may tell lies.
Even Uddhav is saying like this.
Uddhav, not only Uddhav, Narad, not only Narad. Chatur San, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. Karunang Kurumai, Karuna Bharite, Sanak Sanatan, Brahma himself, Lord Shiva, all are telling like this. So Gopiyon ka jo prem hai, ya parkiya bhav, atyant sundar aur sabse shrestha prem hai. Isi prem ke adhin Krishna vishesh karke hote hain, dusre prem ke dwara itna basibhut nahi hote.
So Gopi's love is at most beautiful and topmost of all, and only because of this love Krishna is totally controlled. By other loves he is not so much controlled.
This prem is not of this planet. It is in the it mane ye golok vrindavan ke nivrat guha mein bahut hi jewel ke roop mein isse badh kar ke aur koi sampatti nahi ho sakti. वहां पर कृष्ण के हृदय में हो रहता है ये गोपियों का प्रेम.
तो महाराज इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट दिस लव डज नॉट एग्जिस्ट इन दिस यूनिवर्स एंड दिस लव इज द मोस्ट प्रीशियस ज्वेल एंड ज्वेल इज ऑलवेज इनसाइड ए लॉकर सिमिलरली इन गोलोक वृंदावन एंड दैट्स आल्सो इन द टॉप मोस्ट सीक्रेट प्लेस ऑफ गोलोक वृंदावन दिस लव इज रेजाइड्स इन हार्ट ऑफ एज ए प्रीशियस ज्वेल इन हार्ट एंड केव एंड lockers of Krishna's heart.
And ये जावट में श्रीमती राधिका जी ही नहीं, ललिता, विशाखा, चित्रा, चंपकलता, तुंग विद्या, इंदुलेखा, रंगदेवी, सुदेवी, रंगमंजरी, all were married to this place. This is the marriage place of all Manjaris and all Srimati Radhika's group. And also Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Thakur wants to be married here, to be married. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his song, he has told like this, that my birth will be
in Barsana. Birth will be in
Barsana. And my marriage will be done at
Javot.
And there, by the mercy, godless mercy of Srimati Radhika, my real name of my Jivatma, soul, all the qualities,
grace,
my swabhav,
nature,
dress, that 11 kinds of all these things, when it will be realized in my heart. Bhakti Vinod Thakur tells.
ये गुण 11 तरह के हैं.
11 तरह के. तो ये हमारे हृदय में कब आएगा? Bhakti Vinod Thakur जी कह रहे हैं. तो ऐसे देव दुर्लभ, ब्रह्मा और शंकर के भी दुर्लभ स्थान में हम लोग आए हुए हैं. We have come to a place which is not to be attended by,
approached by
Brahma, Shankar, Narada and all other. This place is unknown to Nimbarka, Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, Mara Sampradaya, Ramanujacharya and all Sampradaya. Only by Gaudiya Vaishnava they know it. And they want to be here, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Rupa Goswami all. So he was doing bhajan at very near a place to this place, that is Kadambate. That is why. So all Goswami used to be here. Aisa ye durlabh hai. Yahan par Krishna ki bahut si leelaen hain, usme se ek main kahunga. Iske baad mein hum log abhi chesta karenge ki charan pahadi mein aap logon ko darshan antatah karaun, je Krishna ke charan, sakhaon ke charan, gopiyon ke charan, हिरणों के चिरंटों के चरण चिन्ह अभी भी वर्तमान है. आई वॉन्ट टू टेक यू टू द प्लेस ऑफ चरण पहाड़ी वेर कृष्ण फुटप्रिंट्स द फुटप्रिंट्स ऑफ गोपीज गो डियर्स काउहर्ड बॉयज काउ
काउ
एवरीवन very distinct. Not only one, but thousands of thousands. At first we are seeing so much, but gradually they are
disappeared.
So we will go, try to go. If we can go there, then we will go and see there. It is in a very deep forest, and there is no road there, only kaccha road. Even we will try, and if buswala can take some distance nearer, then we can go. Otherwise, we will return back, doing pranam there. अब यहाँ की एक कथा सुनाओ, बस एक ही सुनाऊंगा. Only one. That Krishna, once Srimati Radhika was in somewhat sulky mood.
I am translating. Very interesting. Very interesting katha Maharaja said.
Yes,
you are listening, Meena? I don't need to stand up. Once upon a time, Radha Rani, in Man, she became angry. She did not come out of her house for 3-4 days together. So Krishna was very much restless and he wanted to meet Radha Rani. So he became a brahmachari. You know, brahmachari beggar, belonging to some ashram like that. He wore such clothes and put a scripture in his hand and khadao his feet and just saying, Alakh Niranjan. Alakh Niranjan means, I want some charity. And such type of brahmacharis, they used to stay at a house only for 5 minutes. That's all. So he came to Javak in front of Radharani's house, and Jatila came to give him some charity. He said, no, I will not accept charity from you. I don't know whether you are married or non-married. I take charity only from a married woman. I don't accept from widow. I accept only from married woman. So Maharaj was explaining here that, of course, Jatila was on, she was not widow. Because in Braj, there is no any widow lady. But at that time, she was in such appearance without mang, it was not clear whether she was married or not married. Then she went inside, asked Radha Rani, look, very, very brilliant brahmachari is there and he is begging for charity. You go and give him charity, otherwise he will curse and everyone in our house will die. Radha Rani says, no, I will not go. You always put wrong blame on me, and if anyone dies in your house, I don't care for that. Then she becomes very much worried about it. Then she asked to Vishakha. Vishakha also insisted. Everyone pressurized her. Then she went, okay, I'll go. Then she went with some flour and some jewels and different things, having in a plate, big plate, thal. She went there with a long veil. You know veil? With long ghungat. When she went there, Krishna says, no, I will not accept it. I don't know whether this person with veil is a lady or a gent, and married or unmarried, widow or not widow. So I want to see first who is he or she. Then Radha Rani just put her.
But Krishna told her. What told her? But I have come, only two.
No, first he has to recognize me. When she just put her veil off little bit and Krishna saw Radha Rani, he just fell down. He said, look, I have not come from this charity of floor. Please put your man and anger in my pot. So Radha Rani saw, oh, it is Krishna. Then she, all that floor and all that thing she bought, she threw it over his head, and she then
and get on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. So here crown is there on the lotus feet of श्रीमती राधिका
इनग्रेव्ड
इनग्रेव्ड इनग्रेव्ड मेनवेस नॉट इनग्रेव्ड
नहीं वो नीचे है पैर नीचे है और ऊपर मुकुट है तो मुकुट दिख रहा है पैर नहीं दिख रहा है
पैर नहीं दिख रहा है आपका ही
है डोंट डू डाउट नॉट ही वाज चेकिंग लाठी उसका चेहरा बिगड़ गया था
राधा रानी रोती है यार किसी ने आकर के बंद कर
नहीं 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 ये उल्टा उल्टाइए मत उल्टाइए मत
असन उपास उपास
किधर देयर इज प्रोमिनेंट रिवोल्ट वन और प्ले फ्रॉम द फोर्स एंड ऑल वेर
मेल्ट
मेल्टेड All melting. Writing in their books, Charan Pahari, Charan Pahari.
It's both of them, the fans.
Every.
There are three Charan Paharis, right?
Yes.
Or more.
But Vivid is here. And also in Charan Pahari at Kamlevan. Also in Nandavan.
ये तो बहुत ही स्पष्ट है
उधर भी तक है स्पष्ट है बिल्कुल
संस्कृत वर्ड इज को असी है वन इन दिस फॉरेस्ट अंडर चौरासी परिमंडल very near to Nandagam and Barsana. Still, all around there are forests, but this place has become like very busy town. So, Koshi means once, Srimati was in a kunja. Krishna came and knocked the door of that kunja. कहते हैं उसके दरवाजे को खटखटाया भीतर से श्रीमती राधिका जी ने कहा फ्रॉम इनर साइड श्रीमती राधिका आस्क्ड हु आर यू तुम कौन हो हु आर यू कैन यू से एनी वन ऑफ यू हु आर यू
answer the question.
I'm asking this question. Who are you? आप कौन है हम लोग कहेंगे मैं ये शरीर हूँ मेरा नाम बतलाएंगे कहते इट इज क्वाइट रॉन्ग
माइक ला रहे
हम शरीर नहीं अब भाई तुम ऐसे ही सुनो इतना कोई 10-20 लाख आदमी नहीं है पहले तो 20 लाख आदमियों में सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने यह ऐसे ही भागवत पढ़ा तो वहां शी आस्क हू आर यू फ्रॉम होम ही शी आस्क फ्रॉम कृष्ण कृष्ण टोल्ड आई एम कृष्ण बट कृष्ण हैज सो मेनी मीनिंग्स राधिका टोल्ड दैट आई डोंट वांट कृष्ण Perhaps you are serpent, very black serpent. Why you want to come? Do you want to bite me? Go in forest. I don't need you. You can go. Then Krishna told that, Oh, I'm not that Krishna. Serpent Krishna. I am Ghanashyam. मैं घनश्याम हूँ राधिका टोल्ड दैट देयर इज नो नीड ऑफ घनश्याम एट ऑल व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ घनश्याम द क्लाउड हु इज रेडी टू गिव एट वंस पावर राधिका टोल्ड नो यूज ऑफ वाटर हियर इट विल बी मडी इन माय कोर्ट यार्ड सो गो and make shower in forest where it is needed and where cultivation is needed. We are not going to cultivate in my courtyard. So you should go other. Then Krishna told, that not Ghanashyam. I am Chakri. Chakri, you know? There are so many meanings of the Chakri. Those who takes Chakra in his hand. And another Chakri is water maker. Pot maker. उनको भी चक्री कहते हैं. चक्के पर रख करके घड़े हड़िया और सब प्याले जैसा इच्छा होगा वैसा बना देंगे. सो सिमद्री राजकार टोल वी हैव नो मैरिज सेरेमनी हियर. हम लोगों का विवाह का कोई जरूरत नहीं है, यहाँ नहीं है, विवाह सेरेमनी नहीं हो रही है. जैसे ये बर्तन की जरूरत पड़ेगी, मथुरा में चले जाओ. You should go Mathura. I don't need any. We are only very Kishori. No need of anything. Pots. Then Krishna told,
Hari.
I am Hari. Main hu. Pratkal says Hari. Then go Hari in. Forest. Hari means lion. Hari means monk.
I don't want monkeys and lions here. So what Krishna was telling, answering Mati Radhika was cutting all these things in a joke, and Krishna was then defeated. At last he could not select any word to satisfy Sri Krishna, Sri Mati Radhika. So this Ko Ashi has become Ko Shi. Also,
I have to pardon me. Yes,
a mother by the chat. Ramchandra fame entered him in his Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, he made first. His two sons, Lav and Kush, king of these places. Kush was given this kingdom of Kushasthali. Bharat Maharaj, name after Bharat Maharaj, Bharat Ji ke naam par Bharat ka jo naam hua, Bharatpur. Bharat Ji ne, you know, Khar and Akshar, those who had no death. No birth, no sorrow, no suffering, nothing. They are Akshar. They are two conditions of souls and Paramatma and Paramatma. Atma is everywhere. He is one. But jivas are lakhs and lakhs, uncountable. We anant. किंतु दोनों आपको एक ड्रीम काइंड ऑफ मेरी. आई एम दिस बॉडी, फिजिकल बॉडी, आई एम दिस फिजिकल मैटर एंड ऑल आर माइंड. आई हैव टू कंट्रोल ऑल. आई एम कंट्रोलर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड, बट एनीवन कैनॉट कंट्रोल. अभी मरने हो को जाएंगे, अभी उनका भजन करें, तभी उसका कल्याण हो सकता है. अन्यथा नहीं. If anyone wants to be happy, they should try to do bhajan of Krishna. They should try to worship Krishna. मुझे बड़ी खुशी है कि आप लोग इंग्लैंड, अमेरिका, हॉलैंड, न्यूजीलैंड, ऑस्ट्रेलिया, अमेरिका, from all parts of the world you are coming to realize this truth, and all we Indians are going so much better. we are giving of Indian culture, ancient culture we are giving now, and you are taking this. So I am so happy. ये जवन बुद्धि शरीर ये अच्छी थी जवन नहीं रहा. It is not forever. We will be dying. We will die. This body will be old. Our mind will be done. इसलिए हम लोगों को सोचना चाहिए. We should always remember. In this world, anything, any matter cannot help us. Cannot help us. We'll have to die. When we will die, we don't know when we will have to die. इसलिए मरने के पहले ही इस चीज को ठीक करो. हमारे जीवन का उद्देश्य और लक्ष्य क्या है? What is the aim and object of our life? What is the object of our this worshipping Krishna? क्या और प्रेम से करोगे तो नहीं जाने क्या हो जाएगा जब ऐसे ही उपेक्षा करके करते हैं. I think you are all understanding. If anyone takes the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Ram, 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 Ram. Birth and death, sorrow, suffering, that thing will go away automatically. And if you do by love, honor, and then love, Krishna Prem will come. Chanting a name, if you cannot chant whole name, utter whole name, one Krishna, no heart. Ram Nam, no heart. You know who is Ram? Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. Radha Ramaya Titi Ramaha. Radha Ramana Krishna hi jo hai, wahi Ram hai. Krishna Hari Ram mein bhi Radha Krishna. Yahan par do तीन आराध्य चार दिन नहीं है एक यू नो दैट फरामेश राधिका हु टेक्स द माइंड एंड हार्ट एंड कंट्रोल्स शी इज राधिका इज हरे राम राधा रमयति राधा रमण गोविंद इज राम सो वल्ली वन उपास्य राधा एंड कृष्ण बो कंजुगल सो वेरी इजिली इट इज वेरी इजी टू do bhajan, worship of Krishna. No effort, nothing. You can tell by sleeping, so rahe hain, tabhi kar rahe hain. Bhojan kar rahe hain, chikai. Are so fortunate to come with us. So rahe in whole parikrama doing 84 bhajan mandal. And hearing so sweet and tattva katha here. Everywhere. गौर प्रमानंदे महाप्रसाद आप लोग इनके प्रसाद दे
ओम अज्ञान चंद्रम ज्ञानंद सो इन वृंदावन टुडे वी हैव कम एट कालिया देह कालिया दह एंड इन दिस कालिया दह राइट नाउ वी आर स्टैंडिंग एट समाधि ऑफ प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती पाद श्री प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती पाद वाज डूइंग भजन आल्सो हियर सो इट इज नॉट ओनली हिज समाधि अनदर वे वी कैन कॉल इट हिज भजन कुटीर वाज आल्सो हियर एंड एज वेल एज समाधि वाज आल्सो हियर श्री प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती वेंकट भट्ट एंड Sri Rangam Sri Vallabhat these three brothers were living in Sri Rangam in South India. Sri Rangam is the most famous temple of Lakshmi Narayan. All these three were dedicated devotee of Sri Rangam, that is Lakshmi Narayan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there and on request of Venkat Bhat, he stayed at their house for 4 months during Chaturmasi. At that time, lot of satsang took place at his house. Rather, I should say at their house. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, why do you worship Lakshmi Narayana? Why don't you worship Radha Krishna? In Venkat Bhat sir, does Narayan and Krishna is one and the same thing? What makes a difference? Kitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. He says, consort of Narayan is Lakshmi. Yes, she is Lakshmi. But it is said in the scriptures that Lakshmi has keen desire to take part in Krishna's wrath. If both are same, then why consort of Lakshmi is desiring to take part and to love Krishna, to have wrath with Krishna? And again he says, because Krishna is same. He says, if Narayan Krishna is same, then Lakshmi should have no problem in getting chance to put in wrath. But it is said that she is still doing tapasya, austerity at day one, to take part in wrath, but still she could not do. Then he was answered. Do you know why this is so? Because Krishna in Vrindavan is his real state of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in its fullest form exists in Vrindavan. So you should devote love and worship Radha Krishna. And then too, in the mood of serving Radharani. So here, Sumedhananda Saraswati and Venkat Bhat, they all turn into Krishna Bhakta. From Ravana Sampradaya, they converted into Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. And we know one of our Goswami is son of Venkat Bhat, that is Gopal Krishna, Gopal Das Bhat Goswami. And Sumedhananda Saraswati also came to Vrindavan and he has written such a many verses of scripture. So, he, Sumedhananda Saraswati, after getting mercy of Mahaprabhu, came to Vrindavan and he stayed here. Here he did bhajan in the line of servant of Radharani, Radharani Dasi Bhav. He was so fully devoted to Vrindavan. He was so much dedicated to stay in Vrindavan that he has said, even if I have to sell my everything, my house, my wife, my daughter, my everything, I am ready for that, but I will not give up Vrindavan. I will stay in Vrindavan. By this truth, he means that he is ready to sacrifice anything in order to live in Vrindavan. Prabhupada Saraswati was very clearly and unhesitatingly stated and written that how Krishna is trying to please Radharani. For which Jayadeva Goswami had hesitation and could not write. And Krishna had to come himself and he wrote it. That Krishna is putting his feet on his head on Radharani's feet just to please her. Prabhupada Saraswati says that in fact the climax of Rasatu comes only when Krishna puts Alta of Radharani. Alta is always put on feet. When Krishna puts Alta of Radharani on his head, this only then Rasatu is created to its climax. He has written it so clearly and unhesitatingly. Prabhupada Saraswati says, he has written a song which Prabhupada has explained that for Sevakun he has written especially. That in Sevakun, Radharani, after coming in man, becoming angry, she ordered that nothing black should be before her at all, even if it was covered with white cloth. And in such a state, she ordered to paint every black into white, including her eyebrows there also. Because I know this black is
Sharam is drunk. He's grown up. Rascal. And I don't want to see him. And look, be careful. Don't allow to let him inside the school at all. Go and be watchman. Watch ladies, not watchman, watch ladies. And then Krishna came there. And Radha Rani, Pali Dasi, they are servants. They are standing on the door and gate of school. Krishna comes and he is praying to them. Not praying, Kakubha. Kakubha means, what should I say, in a very, 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 begging and pleading, begging and pleading. Just putting themselves on the feet of the Palidasi, begging and pleading. Please, let me see the other one. In this shloka, he is giving the importance of even the servant of Radha Rani, that how much these Palidasis are important, what to speak of Radha Rani too. So straightforwardly he is saying like this. He says that Radha Rani is saying, don't let him in, and he, Krishna is saying, please let him in. And here such type of pastimes are taking place, Leela is taking place. May I get a single straw of a broom where it is clean so that I can get this mercy. I want to enable myself in this pastime. So such type of appears or such type of bhav was Prabhupada Saraswati Pad was having, and we are also in the same line and inclined and intending to have the next step of. Similarly, he has stated about Navdeep also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has written that unless we take mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot dive into, we cannot cross the ocean of this material world. New sense, I think we call it new sense.
Nations.
We cannot cross over this ocean of material world. And not only this, unless we get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot dive into the ocean of Bhav Bhakti of Radha. So we have to be back for his mercy. At the same time, Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, for whom we should also beg the same mercy, he was in the mood of Radha Rani Dasya Bhav, and we should beg from him his mercy. From here we will go onward to Kalyani. Yes, Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, he has explained his incarnation of Tamo Vidya in the first, in all Vidya art. That is why Prabhupada Saraswati was also expert in explaining these things.